Parenting is an emotional project. As a new mother or father, you may have already found that having a baby brings powerful feelings to the fore. No one but you has the exact feelings that you have, but almost any other parent would understand if you began to tell them how it's been feeling on the inside for you since you had your baby. For many parents, the main feeling that arises after baby is born is one of immense love, love stronger than anything they've ever felt before. But not every parent feels this, and there's nothing wrong with you if that's not what you've been feeling. Many of us have babies at times in our lives when things are difficult, and in that case, the love that we have for our little ones can get buried underneath the sense of difficulty, the sadness, or the fear, or the worry. Our society offers lots of training as we grow in, you know, history, math, science, literature. We get to learn a lot about the practical side of life, how to make things work, how to earn a living. But there's a big gap in our education around feelings. We don't really learn how to understand the feelings of others well, and we don't really learn much about how to manage our own feelings. And before we have children, most of us, you know, get along in our lives by leaning toward the things that make us feel good, the people that make us feel good, and leaning away from the things and people that make us feel bad. But that means that we're still kind of at the mercy of our feelings. We don't know much about where they come from or why they arise or what to do with them once they flood our minds. And it leaves us less than powerful because there may be things that we want to do or things that we really want to learn that bring up bad feelings for us. And so it leaves us sometimes not able to go toward the things that we would love to try to learn to do or competences we'd like to gain just because the learning process makes us feel bad. When you have a baby, you can't really manage your feelings any longer by moving this way and that way to avoid the difficult spots. Once there's a little one depending on you, you can't just change your job if you don't like it anymore, or you can't just, you know, move quickly and easily if there's a neighbor annoying you or a mother-in-law who isn't complimentary about how you're raising your baby. You're there and you need to figure out how to deal with situations that you could previously avoid, because when you don't have a child, it's easier to move around. And sometimes when a baby is born, a very persistent feeling takes hold of a parent. This happens to women often, and it happens to dads much more often than anybody talks about. There will be a persistent sadness or a persistent feeling of frustration or a persistent feeling of worry, or sometimes there's a persistent feeling of distance from everybody. And this after the baby is born emotion can be any type of feeling, and what makes it unusual is that it persists day after day. So when you don't have a child and a persistent feeling takes hold, you shift things around. You exercise more, you go out more with your friends. There's things you can do. When you have a child, you actually need to figure out how to face that kind of feeling and deal with it. So one of the things that's going to help you with the emotional roller coaster of being a parent is to notice, first of all, how you feel, and to not worry about whether you're okay because you feel that way. Feelings are just feelings. And the way that you can change how you feel is by finding someone, a trusted friend or someone you can talk to, and letting them know that you feel that way. The step number one to relieving a persistent feeling is telling someone about it. And you'll find that if you find a good listener, as you talk about the feeling you're having, that feeling will get stronger and stronger, because someone listening to you makes it safer to actually allow the feeling to come up. And this is a healing process. The more you're able to trust someone and the more deeply you're able to talk about what has happened and how you feel, the more likely it is that the feeling will show in tantrums, in tears, sometimes even in trembling, if the feeling is about fear. And you don't necessarily need to know where this feeling comes from. Sometimes we cry without even knowing why we're crying. What's important is that you do let the feeling show. It's not weak to let feelings show. It's actually a powerful healing process that you are smart enough to go toward as soon as you get a good listener. And oftentimes what happens is that babies somehow remind us of things that happened when we were little, things we may not even consciously remember, but being with a baby kicks up the emotional memory of that, and we have all the feelings that we tried to have back when we were little, that somebody quieted us down and gave us a bottle or gave us a pacifier and told us to be quiet. So the feeling never actually escaped us. It stayed stored all these years. We call this restimulation, when a baby kicks up feelings from our own past, and then those feelings aren't easily shaken. Crying and laughter and tantrums are healing. They always have been, even though you were told that these were silly, childish things to do. So to handle the feelings that come up every day, now that you're a mother or father, it's important to make some time to ask yourself, how am I doing? What's happened this week and how do I feel about it? And some parents do this by setting up a listening time with another parent. We call this a listening partnership, where each of you takes some time to talk about how you're feeling and to let the feelings roll. It's kind of like taking an emotional shower. It's like it's time to cleanse your system of emotional debris that's kind of collected around you, so that you can feel joyful and you can feel confident and you can feel the love that you do have for your children. So the parents will find someone who can listen, someone who doesn't give advice, someone who doesn't say, oh, I felt that way yesterday and here's what I did about it. If I were you, I would do this. Or, that happened to my uncle. And you know what he did? No interruptions. They just listen to you. They notice how hard you're trying. They encourage you, and they let you have the feelings that you have. A listener offers warmth, offers respect, and is interested in what's happening with you for the time that you have together. And then you turn around, and you be interested in them and quiet for them and keep your opinions to yourself while they work through what they are experiencing as a parent. If there's crying, great. If there's laughter, wonderful. If somebody is upset about an incident that they need to talk about, great. The expression of feelings heals the hurt, lets the tension go, and allows us to be our best selves afterwards. So making a place for your thoughts and your feelings is really an important thing to do now that you're a mom or a dad. Parenting makes us face young people's feelings almost every hour of every day. Children feel things very intensely and very immediately. And if you have a place for yourself where someone is patient and understanding with you, then there's resource pouring into you that you can then pour towards your child with more understanding and more compassion and a warmer side to you than you would otherwise be able to offer your child. Being listened to and listening is one of the very best ways in the world to learn deep lessons about love, about caring, about nurturing ourselves, and about nurturing each other. So thanks for listening, and thanks for all you do to love your child well.